You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte, and we're pleased to welcome the Henry County Development Corporation CEO, David Hamilton. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're here to learn more from you about the general economic outlook for Henry County and what kinds of initiatives you have in play now.
Okay. Just in general, for Henry County, obviously retail is a big area that we focus on, and we've been fortunate this year to locate several new retail establishments in our area, such as CVS Pharmacies, just opened about a month ago, and Steak and Shake, which has been a big draw for us. Believe it or not, a lot of folks have been coming here from out of town to eat at the Steak and Shake, and we've got a Hardee's is currently under construction. Flex Gym opened up a new facility, and then obviously Radio Shack, and we've got a new brewery, a local group of gentlemen called Perry Logic Brewery will be opening up their brewery here in the next month, we hope, located on the highway. So that's something a little new for us, I guess, with all the high-gravity beer and stuff that kids and young adults are dealing with now. I guess that might hopefully be a good bright spot for us.
Well, we've chatted with the folks at Perry Logic, and it is a booming endeavor throughout the region we cover. What do you look? It sounds like things are booming. What are your strategic planning initiatives to keep the people coming in and locating businesses in Henry County, Tennessee?
Well, from the retail standpoint, we're just trying to identify those retail businesses where we've got some leakage out of our community that we can hopefully encourage to locate here so that people don't have to travel outside of Henry County to find the goods that they're looking for. But, obviously one of the biggest things we're trying to work on right now, we're focusing on, is finding a national chain restaurant, sit-down restaurant, not your fast food, but more of your Applebee's, Old Charlie's, something of that nature, that where folks can come and have dinner and sit down and have a good meal and a nice national chain. So that's our biggest focus right now, and we've been talking to Applebee's, and we're talking to a few others, trying to hopefully get them interested in putting a restaurant here. And then we've got a couple of local people who are talking about some possible restaurants, but mostly sit down dining is what we're focusing on right now. And then hopefully we've got a couple of new strip centers that are getting ready to come online, got a 24,000 square foot retail center being developed on Volunteer Drive, and then about a 5,000 square foot being developed next to Walmart. So that's going to give us an opportunity to bring some new folks in. Some of our biggest challenge so far in trying to recruit retail to our area is we just don't have the vacant space, which is good, because it means the retail hasn't left. But to get those bigger box stores and like the second generation, third generation stores, we just don't have that space available, and that's kind of hurt us in our recruiting efforts. But hopefully these two new centers will offer some opportunities to grow some more. From an industrial development standpoint, one of the things that we concentrate on, because we are sitting on one of the largest, or probably the largest, ball clay deposits in the world, obviously we're looking at trying to target industries that use clay in their process, such as your ceramic tile companies, your commodes and sinks and those type things that would use clay in their process. We're trying to identify some of those companies, what they are, and trying to target them as to come to our area because of the raw materials that we have here in Henry County and Carroll and Weakley, kind of right there together, have the largest ball clay deposits. Actually, I think there are probably some up in Kentucky as well, but anyway, it's another area. Of course, automotive, because Tennessee, sitting in the southeast, in the center of the automotive industry, that's obviously an area that we like to target as well. And then we're trying to touch some of the food-related type businesses to attract them to our area as well.
Did I really hear you say that the region you described is the largest ball clay deposit in the world?
Yes, the largest ball clay deposit in the world is sitting right in our backyard.
Now,
sure is.
What is ball clay?
Well, it's just basically clay that goes into a lot of ceramics. I know when I was in Dixon, Tennessee, we located a Dow tile facility there, and they're going to be getting their ball clay out of the Henry County mines. So the ball clay is just one of the key ingredients to doing ceramic tile or any kind of ceramic application. It could be anywhere from electrical condensers and things. You know, just all there's all kinds of uses that you know that clay goes into that you don't realize. But flower pots, ceramic flower pots and things like that. I mean, we've talked to a company out of Canada that does that. In fact, we're hoping they were going to take our spec building. We've got a 50,000 square foot spec building in Henry County that we've been trying to find somebody to find a home in and hadn't been too successful. But we had a guy that was going to use some ball clay that was going to be doing ceramic flower pots for the flower industry. And we got real close, but then their partnership kind of fell apart, which didn't work out. But it's one of the largest in the world, and it's a pure clay. I can't tell you a whole lot about it because I'm not an expert in it. But from talking to the people at Lawas, which used to be Henry County Clay, they tell us we have some of the purest clay in our area than anywhere in the world. The only other place that you can find ball clay deposits in Europe is my understanding. So it's very important to the tile flooring. In fact, a lot of the companies have been looking around for tile manufacturing plants in the area have contacted our clay mines for the ball clay support.
Well, go figure. That is brand new information for me. Can we go back to how does one go about recruiting a national chain sit-down restaurant? How do you do that?
Well, the main thing is you got to identify the ones that will look in your area based on your demographics, and you know it's a challenge for small rural communities like Henry County and Murray. I consider a rural community as well. It's very difficult for us. One of the things that Murray's got going for it, obviously, is the university. That certainly brings in a lot of students who can trade in some of those areas. But it's basically just sitting down and identifying the different companies or restaurants that we think we can target for our demographics, and then we just go out and make contact with them, find out if they've got someone who actually has a franchise or if it's a corporate store, and then depending on that is how we pursue it after that. I can tell you it's very frustrating because where we think, you know, we could certainly support an Applebee's or something similar to that, we just hadn't been successful in getting them to locate here. We have had Applebee's. Applebee's, one of the gentlemen who has a franchise for Applebee's, has bought land in Henry County and had planned to put in an Applebee's, but because of the sit-down market not growing a lot, he kind of put that on hold, but we're hoping to get him back interested, and hopefully he'll open up a Applebee's here in Henry County before the next year's over with.
Well, David, you have a wide variety of selling points, and I appreciate your taking the time this afternoon to talk with us about what's going on in Henry County.
Sure. Yeah, happy to. Got a lot of good things going on.
It sounds like it. Good for you.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, well, we're enjoying it. Of course, you know, the other thing that people don't, I guess they realize we got it, but some of the things we really get involved in are the fishing tournaments, and people don't realize how much of an economic impact that really makes in our community, but having that lake out there brings a lot of tourists to our community, and this year we're hosting one of the largest events we've ever hosted on Parrish Landing in June 3rd through the 9th. The Bassmasters Bass Fest will be bringing Bass Fest to Parrish Landing.
Wow.
And that's projected to bring in anywhere from 25,000 to 35,000 visitors during that 4 or 5 day period.
Wow.
And all of the pro fishermen for bass that fish on the Bassmaster circuit will be here, along with some other fishing anglers, I guess. And then we've got a collegiate tournament associated with that that'll be hosted over in Stewart County off Lake Barkley. So it's going to be a huge event. We're planning on it right now, but It's the second largest event that Bassmaster handles that they host in their series of tournaments and stuff. So we're thrilled to be selected for it and are excited about it. And it's going to be a great week for us here in Henry County and the whole area, because I assure you, we don't have enough hotel rooms to house all these people. So Murray's going to benefit, and Benton County and all the surrounding counties will benefit through people renting hotel rooms and eating out and things like that. So it's a big deal for this whole area.
Well, you know, thank you for concluding the interview with something that makes us think of summer.
Oh yeah, and that's the truth. Yeah, we're thinking summer. We actually have our first fishing tournament of the year coming up the 13th of March. And this year we're having a first time ever, we're hosting a kayak bass fishing tournament, which is going to be real interesting. We've never hosted one of those, so I'm anxious to see how that works. And then, of course, that same weekend, we got the Cabela's Collegiate Big Bass Tournament, which brings in college teams from all over the country to fish in a tournament there as well. And so, yeah, we've got the fish tournaments, like I say, are a big deal for us. We're going to host Bassmaster's High School Tournament this year for the second year in a row. And FLW, which is a good Kentucky corporation there, the FLW Outdoors, they're hosting their All-American Tournament here in June as well. So we've got a full June coming up. The fish are going to be a little sore from all the fishermen, I think. So, but we're excited about it because it brings a lot of people to our area that spend the night and eat and spend money here. So
excellent.
We're excited about it. Yeah.
Excellent. David, thank you for speaking with us today.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
David Hamilton is CEO of Henry County Alliance, and again, sounds warm and booming.
Sounds good. You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.